Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for the boys' first round of sectionals here tonight. We had the girls last night in Class C. We get things started tonight with the boys in Class C. As we come to you live from Sydney High School, it's the 5 seed and the boys MAC champions from this year, the Sydney Warriors, taking on the visiting 12 seed, the Harpersville Hornets. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and expert service department, they have it all. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Should be an interesting matchup. When we saw these two teams here earlier in the season on this very court, Sydney only won by 3 points, 50-47. So even though it's a 5 seed and a 12 seed, we'll hopefully see a close contest here tonight. When we come back, we'll break down the brackets. We'll look at the girls' side, the boys' side, and what we might expect here tonight between Sydney and Harpersville. It's boys' sectional action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO, live from Sydney High School. It's the Class C Boys Sectional Tournament tonight. We had the girls last night, had a great game up at Unitego, as the Lady Spartans winning 38-33. We'll talk about the girls' bracket in just a moment. But again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are located over on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop by and see them today. They've been a longtime supporter of local high school athletics here on CDO. But quickly, let's look at the bracket here for the Class C Boys Tournament for 2015. Of course, tonight we start with the 5-seed Sydney coming in with a record of 14-4, going up against the 12-seed Harpersville with a record of 8-11. As I said before the break, Sydney escaped with a 50-47 regular season win here in Sydney against Harpersville. And it's been an interesting season for the Hornets. They've been up and down. I know they got off to a rough start, and then they played some close games, one of those being against Sydney. Then they kind of went into another rough patch. But towards the end of the year, this has been a team that will not go away and will not back down from a challenge. So I would expect that tonight will be a very competitive game. You never know. Of course, Sydney is coming in riding high. They are on an 11-game win streak. They just won the MAC championship over Delhi at Suco, 44-33. But again, these two teams have had a week off. We talked about it last night, and Section 4 decided this year to take that week off. The students were off from school for President's Week, and so everybody just had to sit around. And I shouldn't say sit around. Everyone practiced. Everyone got in some scrimmages. I saw some very interesting matchups in terms of scrimmages with Class Cs going against Class Ds and Class Cs going against some Class Bs and trying to stay fresh. But when you're used to two games a week, all the way from probably middle of November all the way up until the end of February, and then all of a sudden you take a week off, I think it certainly lends itself to perhaps some upsets and some rust as we go into the tournament. Case in point, you look at the number one seed, the Delhi Girls, who had a very, very close call last night. They're the number one seed and only beat the 16 seed Stanford in Class D sectionals by 2 points. Now, I know Stanford played a great game, and it was an absolute barn burner right down to the end with Delhi winning that contest by two. But when you haven't played in a week or a week and a half, I think there's definitely some rust to be had, and you're going to end up with those games like that where you just don't know what's going to happen. So a case in point, we'll see what happens here tonight. Is one of these teams going to come out hot? Is one of these teams going to come out rusty? Will be really interesting to see. Now, we already know who the winner of this game will play here tonight. They will play number 4, Moravia, who is 15-3, and that game will be Saturday night in Moravia at 7 o'clock. And if both of these teams want to get a chance to go there, they'll have to pick up a win here tonight. If Sydney goes there, we're hoping to do the broadcast. If Harpersville goes there, perhaps as well we'll go out and do that contest. We want to be able to provide some of those faraway games to our listeners because Moravia, folks, hour and a half away. It's west of Cortland, and that is certainly a haul. One of the teams that's in the IAC, which is a very, very strong bracket, as we'll break it down right now. Watkins Glen comes in as the one seed at 14-1. They have a first round bye. They will get the winner of Green and Lansing. Green is the 8 seed. Lansing is the 9 seed. Of course, then you have Sydney and Harpersville, the 5 versus 12. The winner will get number 4, Moravia, as we said, 15-3. The 3 seed right down the bracket is Elmira Notre Dame with a record of 13-4. They get an automatic bye into the second round. They will host the winner of 6 seed Trumansburg and 11 seed Marathon. Then tonight, right up the road here on I-88 on Route 7 is 7, Unadilla Valley, and number 10, Unitego. Excuse me, that game is up at Unadilla Valley as the Storm, one of the state-ranked teams here in Class C, as well as Sydney, hosting the Unitego Spartans tonight. Unadilla Valley comes in with a record of 13-5. Unitego with a record of 9-10. But we did that game earlier in the season. That was an early December game, and UV escaped with a 4-point win. So we'll be having updates from that UV and Unitego game, which, again, is at UV. I misspoke there just a second ago. The winner of that game will also get Newfield, who is 16-1 and is the 2 seed. And so really the IAC bringing Watkins Glen, Moravia, and Newfield all into the tournament here as the top 3 or 4 seeds. And really just a very strong league from top to bottom. And it doesn't get easier for whoever comes out of this 5-12 game. They're going to have to play number 4, Moravia. If they were able to win that game, they would go on to the semifinals, most likely traveling to Watkins Glen, unless Watkins Glen was upset. So to get all the way to the arena, which is on March 7th, could be a really long road for whoever is in this bracket, the top half of the bracket, which includes this Sydney and Harpersville matchup. So the road does not look easy, but Sydney feels confident. Talking to some of their players, their leader Nick Mino, as well as head coach Mike Brzee, if they can get through tonight, they know Harpersville is certainly a tough test. They played Moravia in the Stop DWI tournament back in December and lost by 5 points, I believe. So they feel that's a team that if they had to, they could go there and have a good game with. If it's Harpersville that defeats Sydney here tonight, I don't want to call it that it would be a shocking upset because we've seen that Harpersville is a team that can really play with anybody this season. As we said earlier, they've had their ups and downs, but when you have a guy like Devin Dean, who is just one of the best high school athletes I think most people in the area have ever seen, whether it comes to football or basketball, you also have the size inside with Peyton Dean, a guy who can get the ball down low on the block, go up and really elevate. So Harpersville brings a lot of weapons to the table tonight that Sydney's going to have to be careful with. Okay, we'll take a quick break. break. We'll come back. We'll have your starting lineups for you, and we'll get set for tip-off. Boys, Class C sectional action between number 5, Sydney, and number 12, Harpersville. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. 5-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country 9-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons, plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 Rivers Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer. 563-2156. 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell here tonight from Sydney High School Boys Class C sectional action. Number 5, Sydney against number 12, Harpersville. Let's get you set with the starting lineups. First for the visiting Harpersville Hornets, a senior, number 2, Devin Dean. A sophomore, number 5, Dylan Karanka. A senior, number 15, Mitch Livermore. A senior, number 22, Dylan Smith. And a junior, number 34, Peyton Dean. Head coach for Harpersville is Sherm McElwain. For Sydney and head coach Mike Brzee, a senior, number 2, Nick Mino. A sophomore, number 12, Alex Hoskins. A senior, number 14, Wyatt McKee. A junior, number 22, Zach Green. And a senior, number 33, Trey Larson. Sydney in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Harpersville is in the road navy blue uniforms with the white and the gold trim. Says Hornets in white lettering across the chest there. For the visiting Harpersville Hornets, the 12 seed here tonight. Sydney the 5 seed. Both teams getting their final instructions from their head coaches. Harpersville will go left to right to start things off here tonight. And Sydney will go right to left. As they break their huddle and come out for the opening tip, Peyton Dean will go here for the Hornets. Trey Larson will go for the Sydney Warriors. Everybody exchanging handshakes on the big Sydney S at half court as we get set for boys playoff Class C action here tonight. One score to pass along so far. There are Class C and D games tonight. One of those games in Class D started at 6 o'clock. Franklin, the 15 seed at number 2, Stanford. And at the half, it was Stanford leading Franklin 33-23. We'll keep you updated on that score throughout the night. Peyton Dean will win the opening tip, and he goes left to right. and to the right side into the corner. Thought about a three, pulls it back out here for Mitch Livermore. Down into the post, turnaround shot for Dylan Smith. No good, rebound here for Sidney. Alex Hoskins will rip it down. Outlet pass here for the Warriors. Going right to left, here's Nick Mino with the ball. Scored a game-high 21 points in that MAC championship win for Sidney over Delhi up at Suco back on February 14th. Sidney looking for their first bucket of the evening here as they're in the right corner. Now up top, top of the key for Mino. Far side for Alex Hoskins. Top of the key for Mino. 10 on the shot clock, directing traffic with his hands. Dribbles in between the legs. Dribble drive, pulls up, two-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Peyton Dean of Harpersville. So both teams trading early misses on their first possessions. Harpersville here with the ball going left to right. And here is Dean. Dribble drive left side. Pocket is picked there by Mino. Ball is on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. And we'll have a jump ball. We'll see where possession goes. It will be back to Sidney. 6:56 to go. First quarter, and we're scoreless after both teams trade a possession. So Sidney has the ball, and Mino will bring it up the floor. And he'll pass one off here for Zach Green at midcourt. Green back to Mino. Reversing it around as it's a 3-2 zone here in the early going for the Harpersville defense. And into the corner is Mino, left side along the baseline, back to the top of the key for Zach Green. Sidney looking to set up the offense. They look a little confused at the moment. Long three for Mino as he got the pass there from Trey Larson. Off the mark, no good. Back the other way comes Harpersville. Devin Dean with the ball top of the key off the Peyton Dean rebound. And to the far side for Mitch Livermore. Back for Dean. Deep three ball there off the back rim. No good. Rebound off the fingertips of Wyatt McKee. And this one will stay in Harpersville possession. And so this will be Mitch Livermore underneath the basket. At the right block will inbounds the ball. Quickly gets it into Dylan Smith. Back to Livermore. Dribble drive and back out to Peyton Dean. Into the paint, knocked away there by Hoskins. Ball is loose. Hoskins comes away for Sidney. Trying to go coast to coast. Hard off the glass and no good. Ball just died on the rim, falls down and out of bounds, and we remain scoreless with 2 minutes gone in this first quarter. Scoreless between Sidney and Harpersville. Sidney the 5 seed, Harpersville the 12 seed here in the boys' Class C Section 4 bracket. Now Sidney coming with a little full court pressure. They'll back it off. As Harpersville going left to right, they'll get it up with Dylan Karanka. Cross the court, looking for Devin Dean. Dean setting up the offense, finds Dylan Smith, dribble drive, jumper off the mark, no good. Ball on the floor, rebound for Zach Smith of Sidney. Sidney with the outlet pass here to Nick Mino, down the left side of the court, into the offensive end of the floor here for Sidney, into the left corner. Passing around the top of the key now for Mino. Mino into the corner again for Trey Larson of Sidney, looking for his options. Still a 3-2 zone. So they work it inside for Wyatt McKee. Turnaround is knocked away there by Peyton Dean. Looked like a pretty clean block. Hard to tell. They will call the foul, and Wyatt McKee will go to the line. And, boy, that's two big guys. Wyatt McKee at 6'3". Peyton Dean about 6'3", 6'4". They both went up. There was contact. Dean did get a lot of the ball, but the Zebra Crew making the call, and Wyatt McKee to the line. First shot is up and good for McKee. So he scores the first bucket of the night for either side. And with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, it's Sidney 1, Harpersville nothing. Dan Villano, the sophomore, will step into the game here for Harpersville. Second shot for McKee for Sidney from the line is off the mark, no good. So Sidney with a 1-0 lead, 5:10 to go in first quarter. And here is Devin Dean going left to right. Closely guarded in this man-to-man. And now Harpersville back to the right side and into the right corner. Back out for Mitch Livermore. Outside the three-point line, finding Devin Dean. Steps in, looks for three. Dean, a little too hard, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Wyatt McKee. Outlet pass for Nick Mino. Mino, stutter step, hard off the glass, up and in. And Nick Mino, coast to coast, that's when he does his damage. Gets the easy layup there for Sidney, and it's 3-0. Warriors on top with 4:35 to go first quarter. Mino now with a steal. Ball out of bounds. And Mino chased that one all the way to the sideline. Couldn't quite get to it in time. Almost went piling into the Harpersville bench there. And sure, McElwain wants to take a timeout here, get his guys settled back down. 4:33 to go, first quarter. It's Sydney 3, Harpersville nothing. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:30 to go, first quarter, live from Sydney High School, boys Class C sectional action. Harpersville on the road here, trailing Sydney by a score of 3-0. Low scoring so far in this one. And into the right corner here for Dylan Karanka of Harpersville. Back up top for Devin Dean. Dean now with the ball, wants a three-pointer, closely guarded by Alex Hoskins. Instead gets it over to Mitch Livermore. His three with the shot clock winding down. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, for the Hornets. And just like the first game, they're finding a way to stick around and hang here with Sydney despite putting up points. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Here is Dylan Karanka. Back for Livermore. And for Dean, left side three, off the mark, no good. He can't find the range here in the early going. The rebound to Sydney and Zach Green. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Here's Sydney with a 3-0 lead. They find Mino, top of the key. Now over for Trey Larson, three from downtown. That one's short, off the mark. McKee with the rebound, hard off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound again. Is stripped of the ball, and Harpersville will come away. Nice rebound there by Dan Villano to track it down, and Harpersville back the other way, going left to right. Down the left wing, here is Karanka. 3:20 to go, first quarter. And it's Sydney with a 3-0 lead here over Harpersville. And now Zach Green strips the ball away there from Peyton Dean. And Sydney off to the races going right to left. Putting on the brakes is McKee. She dribbles in front of the Harpersville bench. Left wing back up top for Mino. Here is Mino, top of the key, working against the Harpersville zone. Really just slowing it down, taking some time. 15 on the shot clock. Mino reverses it over for Zach Green. Little stutter step. Dumps it off into the corner here for Hoskins. Back up to Green. Three ball. This one off the mark. No good. And the ball almost rolls out of bounds, but Hoskins keeps it in. Fresh shot clock. Back up top to Green. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Peyton Dean pulls down the rebound. Here comes Harpersville. Devin Dean left to right. Top of the key now here for the Hornets. Passes to the left side looking for Karanka. Karanka to the baseline now, looking for Mitch Livermore. Little up and under, and it's in. Right-handed reverse layup, and it's 3-2. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney back the other way. McKee goes up, absorbs some contact, misses the left-handed layup. Harpersville the rebound. Peyton Dean, another big rebound there for the Hornets. Passes off Devin Dean into the corner. He's stripped there by Hoskins, and the steal for Sydney. Ahead now for McKee to the right side, up and in. Wyatt McKee puts it home. He now has 3 points, and Sydney leads 5-2 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. To the left side here for Karanka. Back off for Livermore. And to Peyton Dean. Steps in for a two-pointer, knocked away there by Alex Hoskins. And boy, folks, Alex Hoskins playing some great defense so far on Devin Dean, really sticking with him. He's blocked a couple of shots. He's gotten a couple of steals as well. You know Devin Dean's going to get his points no matter what, but Hoskins playing some very good defense. 1:40 to go, first quarter. Sydney up 5-2, staying with the man-to-man defense. Here's Devin Dean, left side, passes down low. It's deflected, out of bounds, last touch by Sydney, and possession will stay here with the Hornets. Livermore will inbounds the ball underneath the basket with 11 on the shot clock. Gets it to Dean, he's down low, found himself some room, missed the layup. And a fresh shot clock now for Harpersville as they get the rebound. And here is Dan Villano passing one off for Karanka. Dribble drive, and he's fouled, and will go to the line. So, boy, it was a great play there by Dean to find himself some space and some room underneath the basket. Just couldn't get the layup to go. And then Karanka was able to get a pass from Villano and take it to the hole. He's fouled. He'll go to the line here for two. So here's Karanka. First shot rattles out. Just a sophomore stepping to the line. Can't get it to go. 1:23 to go. First quarter. Boys Class C sectional action here tonight live from Sydney. Second shot coming here for Karanka from the line for Harpersville, the 12 seed. This one is up off the front rim, no good. So it's still Sydney 5 and Harpersville 2. A minute 20 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino with some speed. Stops, pops, misses the shot. Rebound comes down for Sydney. They hold on to possession and a fresh 35 up on the shot clock. Here's Mino directing traffic. And to the right side he goes. Outside the three-point line. Dribble drive into the corner now for Trey Larson of the Warriors. 20 to go on the shot clock. Here's Mino inside for McKee off the glass. It's good. McKee now with 5 of the 7 points, and Sydney leads 7-2 with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Here is Devin Dean. Picked off on the pass there by Mino. Fakes the shot, goes up, he's fouled, and gets the bucket. Big play there by Nick Mino. He faked the pass. Dean came over to try to block the shot. He went up, made the layup, and will go to the line for 2. Actually, for 1. This would be a 3-point play. So Mino to the line. He's got 4 points, looking to make it 5. It's Sydney 9, Harpersville 2. And boy, this could really bring some momentum swinging to Sydney here. And so Devin Dean will come out of the contest here to get a little breather here with 44 seconds to go. Frustrating first quarter for Devin Dean. See how he can bounce back. Mino trying to complete the 3-point play here for Sydney. Shot is up and good. So Mino with 5 and McKee with 5 in the first quarter, and Sydney leads 10-2. Harpersville against his full court pressure, and now a foul will come against Mino as he tried to jump into the passing lane. Got a little over anxious there. Picks up the foul, his first of the night. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 10-2. And now Harpersville will again have to go the length of the floor against pretty much this man-to-man full-court pressure that Sydney is bringing. So 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Harpersville trying to get out of their own end. A steal, though, by Wyatt McKee. Dribble drive up off the glass and in. Wyatt McKee now with 7 points, and it's 12-2, Sydney on top. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. This one knocked out of bounds by Hoskins, and Sydney will pick possession back up, as that was a dogfight between Hoskins on that far side and Dylan Karanka. Knocked out of bounds. Zebra Cruz says it will go back to Sydney. So 21.6 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney up 12-2. And Mino gets it in for Trey Larson, and Sydney will play for the last shot of the quarter. Harpersville really hanging around here in the first quarter, but Sydney with some good pressure and some steals, getting some of those easy shots. And here's Ruling, top of the key. Now for Hoskins with 5 on the game clock. Down low to Wyatt McKee. Inside, goes for the layup. Misses that one off the mark. And let's see where possession goes. Looks like it's going to go with Harpersville with 2.4 to go. And Harpersville will try to get the ball in, perhaps get a shot if they can. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Looking for the home run pass. Now they'll go with the short pass. This one goes inbounds and then rolls directly back out of bounds, as they were looking to get it to Mason Townsend. Nicked off his fingertips, back out of bounds. And so Sydney now will have a chance to get off one last shot with 2.4 to go. They get it into McKee, a little alley-oop. This one off the glass, no good. And that'll do it for the first quarter with Sydney on top, 12-2 after 1. Great first quarter there for Nick Mino with 5 points, and Wyatt McKee 7 for Sydney. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:45 to go here as we start the second quarter. And Sydney with a 12-2 lead. 5 points for Nick Mino in the first quarter for Sydney. 7 for Wyatt McKee. Have a score to pass along here. At the end of the first quarter, up at Unadilla Valley, UV leads Unitego 26-11. The Storm hit 5 three-pointers, and they are hot to start that contest off. So they lead 26-11 over Unitego. Back here in Sydney, heading to the line here is Dylan Karanka. He makes the first foul shot as he dribble-drived and was fouled. And so he makes his first foul shot here. That makes it 12-3. Second shot coming for Karanka. This one is up and in. So Harpersville trying to dig themselves out of this hole. It's now Sydney 12, Harpersville 4 with 7:40 to go, second quarter. And to the right side, here is Anthony Ruling. Ruling, top of the key now for Nick Mino. Mino, little dribble drive. He goes with the fadeaway shot off the glass and good for Mino. So Mino has 7, McKee has 7. That accounts for all 14 of Sydney's points. They lead 14-4 with 7:20 to go, second quarter. Here come the Hornets going left to right. Devin Dean passes to the top of the key, looking for Valeno, and he will travel there as he just got a little happy with the feet. With 7:11 to go, second quarter, Harpersville still looking like they're trying to settle into this contest, as they were really hanging around the first couple of minutes there, but no one could find the shot, including Devin Dean. So 7:05 to go, second quarter, Sydney on top by 10, 14-4. Here's Mino, top of the key for Sydney in the home white with the maroon trim. They go right to left. Mino, dribble drive, passes outside for Alex Hoskins. Left wing, he gets loose into the paint, finds Trey Larson, back out for Mino. 10 on the shot clock, reverses for McKee. Right line, right baseline, back up for Mino. Mino for a three, he got it straight away. And Mino's into double figures, he's got 10. It's 17-4 with 6:35 to go, second quarter. And here comes Harpersville going left to right. They need to try to find a bucket here soon as they cross the big Sydney S at half court. And here is Devin Dean to the left side. And into the corner now looking for Dylan Smith. Smith back off for Mitch Livermore. Livermore to Dean. Baseline drive goes up, and that'll be a block on the baseline called on Trey Larson as Devin Dean tried to battle his way through to get to the hoop, and we'll have a block. Here's the team foul situation to update you at home. Sydney now with 4 and Harpersville with 2. That's the first foul of the evening here on Sydney's Trey Larson. So Harpersville will inbound the ball underneath the basket. 6:16 to go, second quarter. It's 17-4. Sydney on top. Sydney the 5 seed and Harpersville the 12 seed. They get a down low to Peyton Dean. He goes up, can't get the bucket to go, but he's fouled and he'll go to the line. That would certainly help if they could get Peyton Dean going here for Harpersville. He's had a couple of nice blocks on the other end and has certainly done his work on the glass, as he usually does, but hasn't scored any points yet here tonight as he goes to the line. Zach Green will check back into the game for Sydney. First shot coming for Dean, up and good. So Peyton Dean now gets on the board first. Devin Dean still without any points either. It's Karanka with 2, Livermore with 2 for Harpersville. Mino with 10 and McKee with 7, the two scores for Sydney on the other side. Second shot coming for Peyton Dean, off the mark, no good. So it remains Sydney 17, Harpersville 5, with 6:05 to go, second quarter. Here's Mino, right side, stops, pops, got it. Mino now has 12, and he is really starting to find the rhythm here for Sydney. 5:55 to go, second quarter. Mino has 12, and Sydney is ahead 19-5. And here is Dylan Karanka, coast to coast, nice move, gets it off the glass, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Harpersville, and Sydney will hold on to possession. 5:46 to go, second quarter. It's 19-5. Here comes Mino down the floor. Mino crosses half court, sets up the offense here for Sydney. Harpersville staying in the zone here, trying to see if Sydney goes cold shooting the ball. Here's Mino, another drive. This one is short. Ball loose on the floor. Rebounded by Peyton Dean. Hands off to Devin Dean, who looks to get the offense going here for the visiting Harpersville Hornets. Here's Dean, top of the key. Nice little dribble drive, gets past Hoskins, up for the layup, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Just a nice crossover move there from Dean to get into the paint. And two shots coming here for Devin Dean. Dean has an explosive first quick step. We saw it in football. We have seen it all this year on the hardwood in basketball. And that is the second foul here on Nick Mino of the night. First shot coming for Devin Dean, can't get it to go. And Mino's going to come over to the bench now. And Kyle Smith will check into the game here. Just a sophomore, but standing 6 feet tall for Sidney. He will come in to replace Nick Mino. Has to go to the bench to be protected here with two fouls. Second shot coming for Devin Dean, up and good. So he gets his first point of the evening. And it's 19-6 with 5:15 to go before our Morabito halftime report. As Sidney has the ball going right to left. And here is Kyle Smith. Fresh into the game. Finds Trey Larson. Back to the far side for Zach Green. Green now for Hoskins. Back to Green and reversing it to the far side. Here's Smith. Kicks it back out for Trey Larson. Three ball is up and good. Trey Larson from the left baseline corner gets it to go. His first bucket of the night. And it's Sidney 22, Harpersville 6. Hornets in transition. They missed the chippy layup there. Dylan Smith was wide open. Got a great pass from Peyton Dean. Couldn't put it home. Sidney back the other way. Going right to left. And into the left corner it goes. Now for Trey Larson. Thought about a three from the exact same spot. Thought better of it. Back out for Kyle Smith, setting up the offense. Here's Smith again into the left corner for Hoskins. Back to Larson. Again, thought about the three. Pulled it down. Resisted on pulling that trigger. Sidney gets it around far side. Right baseline layup here for Wyatt McKee. Off the glass and in. Wyatt McKee now with 9 points. So it's Mino with 12. McKee with 9 to lead Sidney. And they lead 24-6 with 4:05 to go second quarter. Ball loose now on the floor as Harpersville brings it up the floor. Steal for Sidney. McKee trying to go coast to coast. Can't get the layup to go. And Harpersville back the other way. Boy, end-to-end action here. And here is Harpersville going left to right. They work it down low, looking for Peyton Dean. Through his fingertips and out of bounds and back to Sidney. Just when Harpersville looks like they might get some momentum, ball might roll out of bounds or a quick steal by Sidney, and the Warriors seem to snatch it right back. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Sidney on top, 24-6 here on their home floor in the first round of the boys' Class C sectional tournament. Sidney the 5 seed, Harpersville the 12 seed. And here is Alex Hoskins, baseline jumper left side. He rattles it home. And Hoskins, his first 2 points of the night. It's 26-6. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Another steal for Sidney as they take it away from Devin Dean. Here's Zach Green, up off the glass and in. Zach Green gets it to go, and now this will be a full timeout here for Harpersville. It's Sidney 28 and Harpersville 6. 3:17 to go, second quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sidney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sidney Center.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 3:17 to go, second quarter, and Sidney is just finding a way to get it done here in sectionals on their home floor. They lead 28-6, and it's really just been that pressure. Full court defense, which has really helped them out here, and just some cold shooting so far by Harpersville as well. The Hornets have had some looks. They just have not been able to find the bottom of the cup. And now another steal for Sidney. Trey Larson up and in. Larson with 5 points, and again, it's that full court pressure. Sidney leads 30-6. And Harpersville is just having trouble on the last two possessions getting the ball inbounds. That last steal was just Larson pretty much picking the ball off as immediately as it came in, and he was able to go up and put it in. So 3:07 to go before the half, and Harpersville again inbounding, and they'll have to go the full length of the court. And they'll throw it down the length of the court, and things starting to unravel here for Harpersville as Mitch Livermore threw it down the floor. Nobody was home there for the Hornets, and the ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sidney. I think Livermore was just stuck with, do I get called for a 5-second call, or do I try to throw it deep and hope someone can run to it? So 3:07 to go, second quarter. Sidney leads 30-6. They go right to left. And here is Kyle Smith, top of the key. Smith holding on to it here. Dumps into the corner for Trey Larson. Back to Smith. Steps inside the three-point line. Reverses into the right corner. Back over for Green. 20 on the shot clock for Sidney. Here's Wyatt McKee. Pulls it back out for Hoskins, right corner. 15 on the shot clock. Over for Smith of Sidney. Into the corner for Larson. Steps in, three ball off the mark, no good. And an over-the-back call here on Sidney as Devin Dean had great position there for the rebound. 2:40 to go, second quarter, and it's 30-6. Sidney on top as Brandon Bissett will check in. Folks, if you're somewhere in the Sidney community, you might want to stop up here at halftime because dancers from the Kennedy Performing Arts Center will be here performing about a four-minute piece at halftime, and these dancers are performing at Madison Square Garden at a Knicks and Pacers game next weekend, so they're practicing here tonight in front of the Sidney crowd. Should be a great show at halftime. So Devin Dean to the line for a 1-1, misses that one after Sidney got called for the over-the-back. And back the other way come the Warriors with 2.5 minutes to go before the half. Team foul situation, 7 for Sidney and just 2 for Harpersville. Now a steal by the Hornets and Devin Dean going left to right. Top of the key. Holds on to it and passes to the far side for Karanka. And Harpersville passing one down and low on the block there for Peyton Dean. Knocked away, here comes Sidney. Right wing. Kyle Smith will travel as he tries to go up for the right-handed layup with 2:11 to go second quarter. So it's Sidney 30, Harpersville 6, and Harpersville trying to take a deep breath and get back into this contest. Hornets inbounds the ball. They'll get it loose here for Dylan Karanka. He'll walk it up the floor. Karanka, nice little crossover move. Now around behind the back, gets it into the offensive end of the floor here for the Hornets. They work it inside for Devin Dean. Dean into the paint, turnaround shot. That one too hard, off the mark, no good. And Sidney with the rebound. Outlet pass for Zach Green. Green ahead for Brandon Bissett. With 1:45 to go, second quarter, it's 30-6. And here is Green for Smith to Trey Larson. Skips over the top of the zone here. Now for Zach Green, into the paint, dumps one off. Wyatt McKee, right-handed layup, off the mark, no good. Peyton Dean comes down with it. Outlet pass to Devin Dean. Nifty move to get around Smith. Going coast to coast, but Sidney is there to take the charge. Brandon Bissett stepped in the way of Devin Dean, who was trying to go all the way and sacrificing the body. Devin Dean called for the charge. 1:26 to go, second quarter. Sidney leads 30-6. And now checking into the game for the Hornets will be Dakota Lippert, as Harpersville just trying to find a way to get back into the contest. And so far, it hasn't worked. And you look at that, I mean, it was a good outlet pass. Dean had a full head of steam. Looked like he was going to be able to get the layup. But Bissett just steps in the way to take the charge. Here's Sidney going right to left. Downtown for Kyle Smith. This one off the right side of the rim. Sidney couldn't get there. And possession out of bounds back to Harpersville. 1:07 to go, second quarter. It's 30-6. Sidney on top. They get the ball in. Here comes Harpersville going left to right. Here's Devin Dean. Little stop-and-pop jumper. This one off the mark, no good. You get the feeling if he could get one of those to go, he'd be good. Back the other way for Livermore for Harpersville. His right-handed layup is off the mark, no good. And now we'll have a foul coming up on Harpersville as Kyle Smith tried to bring it up the floor. 52 seconds to go, second quarter, and the score remains Sidney 30 and Harpersville 6. Out of bounds on that far side for Trey Larson. As a very successful first half here so far for Sidney. Everything you could hope for here on your home floor in the first round of sectionals. Here's Trey Larson. Pump fakes on the three. Passes down low to Brandon Bissett through his hands and out of bounds. Otherwise, he might have had a wide open right-handed layup. So possession back to Harpersville. Devin Dean and Peyton Dean only with 1 point apiece. Looking to get going here for the Hornets. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 30-6. Passing to the far side for Mitch Livermore. Dribble drive at the top of the key. Livermore has his pocket pick, but it goes right back to Peyton Dean. Puts it up and in. Peyton Dean now with 3 points. 20 seconds to go, second quarter, and it's 30-8. And here is Kyle Smith crossing half court. Smith on top of the big Sidney S, and to the right side it goes. Smith looking for the last shot with 5 seconds left. Gets it down low to McKee. Turns around. Fade away is good. And Wyatt McKee now with 11 points. And the halftime score, 32-8. Sidney on top of Harpersville in a great first half led by 12 points from Nick Mino, 11 points from Wyatt McKee. We'll come back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here at Sydney High School. Our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And all the Sydney fans here getting a treat here at halftime, a special performance from some of the dancers from Kennedy Performing Arts Center, all local girls who dance right here in Sydney, downtown on Main Street. And these same dancers will be going down to perform at Madison Square Garden for a Knicks and Pacers game next weekend. So they're getting a little extra practice here on the big floor here tonight up at Sydney High School. But they'll be on the even bigger stage just a week from today, where they will be performing at Madison Square Garden. So that will certainly be a lot of fun. We're going to let them have their show. We'll come back. We'll give you our scoring summary from the first half. Again, at halftime, it's Sydney leading Harpersville 32-8. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you.
hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. As we come to you live from Sydney High School tonight, it's the boys' Class C sectionals. Number 5, Sydney, taking on number 12, Harpersville. And at the half, it is the Sydney boys with a 32-8 lead. Let's go through our scoring summary from the first half. First for the visiting Harpersville Hornets, Devin Dean with 1 point, Peyton Dean with 3 points, Dylan Karanka with 2, and Mitch Livermore with 2. And it's not that Harpersville hasn't had some good looks. They have. It just hasn't gone down the way it normally does. We've seen Devin Dean get some of these same shots throughout the season, and he's been able to nail them. So certainly that has been just kind of one of those nights, and you don't want him to come in a championship game or sectionals or playoffs or anything like that. Sometimes it's going to happen, but a lot of basketball left to be played, and if Devin Dean or Peyton Dean can start hitting some of those shots, it would certainly help Harpersville here in the second half. For Sydney, they're led by 12 points from Nick Mino, 11 from Wyatt McKee, 5 from Trey Larson, and 2 apiece from Alex Hoskins and from Zach Green, so some good balanced scoring. What really has been the difference, and we've seen this since about late December, early January, has been that pressure defense. It's been really, really good for Sydney. They've gotten a lot of turnovers directly when the ball is inbounded by the other team or at half court. We've seen that here tonight. Harpersville will start to get some steam and try to break the press around half court, and just the quick hands of Zach Green, of Nick Mino, of some of the other guards as well, has led to some easy points in transition there for the Sydney Warriors. Let's give you another out-of-town score at the half up at Unadilla Valley. It's number 7, UV, leading number 10, Unitigo, 39-23. UV hitting 5 three-pointers in the first quarter, where they opened up a 26-11 lead. We know UV has kind of been a dark horse. They're a state-ranked team, just like Sydney. And yes, they didn't get to the MAC championship game, but they were right there as, they lost to Delhi for a chance to get to the MAC championship game. But UV is a team that could do very well if they can continue to win here tonight against Unitigo. The winner of that game will get number 2, Newfield. Be interesting to see how far the Storm could go if they win here tonight against Unitigo. Again, at the half there, 39-23. UV on top of Unitigo at the half. And our score here at the half, Sydney 32 and Harpersville 8. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you set for the second half here. Boys Class C sectional action. The winner tonight will get Moravia, the 4 seed, on Saturday in Moravia at 7 p.m. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody, as we get set for the start of the second half here live from Sydney High School. 32-8 is the score. Sydney on top as the 5 seed looking to punch their ticket to the second round. The winner of this contest will get the 4 seed Moravia on Saturday on the road at Moravia. Always tough when you have to go so far away and play some of those teams from the IAC, but that's why it's so important to earn a good sectional seeding place. And Moravia will have home court in the next round no matter who wins here tonight. Sydney the 5 seed, Harpersville the 12. So we're back underway. Sydney going left to right in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. Harpersville goes right to left. They're in the navy blue with the white trim and the gold trim. Nick Mino back in the game. He had 2 fouls, so he sat a majority of that second quarter. Misses the pull-up jumper, and here comes Harpersville. Let's see if the halftime talk from head coach Sherm McElwain was able to make a difference here for the Hornets. And here is Dylan Karanka. Steps in, and he'll nail the jumper from the foul line. So Karanka now with a team-high 4 points for Harpersville, and it's 32-10. Here's Mino down the right side. Gets it to McKee at the high post. Right elbow, dribble drive up off the glass and in. Wyatt McKee now with 13 points, the game high. And here comes Harpersville back the other way. 34-10 now the score. Almost a steal by Hoskins, tipped out of bounds. And can't talk enough about the defense here of Alex Hoskins on Devin Dean. Has just been all over him. Wherever Dean goes, that's where Hoskins goes. He's had a couple of steals, a couple of blocks. It has been a very good night here on defense for Alex Hoskins. And here is Devin Dean on the right side. Passes it down low for Peyton Dean. Kicks it back across for Dylan Smith. Left side as Harpersville goes right to left. 15 on the shot clock. Up off the glass. This one rattles out. Couldn't go down. Therefore, Mitch Livermore. Ball went all the way around the world before popping out. Sydney back the other way, going left to right with 6:50 to go, third quarter. And here is Mino dumping it in. Turnaround shot for Wyatt McKee up off the glass and good. McKee now with 15, and he's giving up a little bit of, I'd say, size and height to Peyton Dean, but just some good footwork inside has really helped out Wyatt McKee here tonight. Now a steal for Sydney. Back to McKee in transition, up and good. Great pass from Mino across there for McKee. McKee has a game-high 17, and Harpersville will take a timeout. 6:25 to go here, third quarter, and it's 38-10, Sydney on top. So again, just another out-of-town score to pass along. Unadilla Valley at the half, leading 39-23 over Unitigo in Class C. In Class D, I do have a final score for you from Edmiston and Deposit. Of course, some MAC fans might be curious about Deposit, some Tri-Valley fans curious about Edmiston. I have heard that Edmiston defeats Deposit 56-45. Edmiston, the 7 seed in the Class D tournament, defeating Deposit, the 10 seed. So two out-of-town scores just to pass along for you there. Thanks for joining us previously on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Had a great performance here on the floor by the Kennedy Performing Arts Center, as those girls will be performing at Madison Square Garden next weekend. Congratulations to them. A lot of hard work by several of our local dance companies here in the Tri-County area. 6:20 to go, third quarter, and here's Harpersville back the other way, fresh out of the timeout. Shot is up and good for Mitch Livermore. Nice job by him to break the press and get the easy left-handed layup. It's Sydney 38, Harpersville 12. Hornets looking for a stop here defensively. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Sydney gets it inside. Hoskins up off the glass, no good. McKee the rebound, and it's in. McKee now with 19. Wow, he's having a heck of a night here offensively. Wyatt McKee having his way inside, and it's Sydney 40, Harpersville 12. 5:45 to go, third quarter. And here is Devin Dean, top of the key. Dean, a little crossover move, steps in, 3 ball. This one off the front of the rim, no good. Mino with the rebound. Ahead, bounce pass for Hoskins, off the glass, no good. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Did everything but finish. And Devin Dean, the rebound, back the other way. Mitch Livermore steps in, thought about a three, instead gets it back here to Dean. Dean only with 1 point here tonight, looking to get it going. Now for Peyton Dean. Left corner, jumper, baseline, got it good. Peyton Dean with 5 points. Second team MAC All-Star as named last week. Peyton Dean now with 5. Here's Mino back the other way. Quick jumper in transition, no good. Trey Larson cleans up the mess and puts it home. He has 7. 42-14. Sydney on top of Harpersville. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney continuing to put on the full court press. Back the other way for Harpersville. Now ahead to Peyton Dean, and he's looking to get it going. Left-handed layup up and good for Dean. And it's 42-16. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Here comes Sydney going left to right. Down the right wing for Nick Mino. Mino throws it inside for McKee. Pulls down the pass, goes up, misses the right-handed layup. Gets his own rebound, back out to Mino. Mino will pull it out. He's got a fresh 35 to work with here for Sydney. Stutter step. A little underhand pass for Wyatt McKee. At the foul line. Steps back, jumper, just off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Peyton Dean of Harpersville. 4:15 to go, third quarter. It's 42-16, Sydney on top of Harpersville. The Warriors are the 5 seed, and the Hornets are the 12 seed. Back out to Peyton Dean. Jumper from the right elbow is good, and Peyton Dean now with 9 points to lead Harpersville. He's starting to get a shot going here. It's 42-18. And here comes Sydney back left to right. Here's Mino. Gets down low for Hoskins. Up and good. Hoskins puts it home. What a pretty move there by Mino. Looked like he was going to get the jumper. Instead, dished it off. And that was real pretty for Sydney. Harpersville back the other way. And a foul is called on the Warriors. Boy, a stutter step there by Mino. Put the defender right on the floor. He dished it off. That was absolutely beautiful there for Sydney. And Hoskins was able to finish on that one. That's always so tough. You get that beautiful pass from somebody down low. You just want to make sure you finish it and make the play complete. So Devin Dean to the line here for Harpersville after he was fouled by Zach Green. Can't get the first shot to go. And Dean, you can tell, just struggling here tonight. You can see it on his face. He looks a little frustrated, but he's such a great athlete. We'll know he'll continue to battle. Second shot coming. There it is. Maybe that's the one that could get Devin Dean going. He's a guy we know can put up 25 or 30. We've seen him do it. 3:35 to go, third quarter. It's Sydney 44, Harpersville 19. Outside the three-point line for Zach Green. Dribble drive into the paint. Back out for Trey Larson. Now for Mino to the left side, between the legs. Mino, quick first step, dumps it back off for Hoskins as they continue to work it around. Harpersville has changed up to go man-to-man, trying to get a few more steals perhaps. Mino, another crossover. Step back, jumper is pure. And Mino with 14 now. You can see he really has that mojo going here tonight. He's feeling good. 46-19 the score. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Sydney on top here on their home floor in front of their home fans. Here's Devin Dean at the foul line. Jumper is off the mark, no good. Outlet pass. Here comes Mino down the right wing. Mino looking to step in here for Sydney. Steps out now and will set up the offense with 25 to go on the shot clock. Mino far side for Trey Larson as Sydney goes left to right. Larson fakes the pass, now steps in, left side for Zach Green. Green thought about a three, dribbles in instead, puts on the brakes, back out for Mino, three ball, this one off the mark, no good. Larson pulls down the rebound, ball loose on the floor, and this one knocked out of bounds by Larson. Looked like he was going to be able to save it. Last minute it goes out of bounds, possession back to Harpersville. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Dakota Lippert will check back into the game here for Dylan Smith of Harpersville. And it's 46-19, Sydney on top of Harpersville. The winner will go to Moravia on Saturday to take on the Blue Devils. Ball is loose on the floor now, and Sydney will get another steal. Ahead for Trey Larson, dumps one back off for Wyatt McKee. Dribbles down to the right block, now has to pass it back out. Good defense there by Harpersville. Dribble drive for Mino off the glass, and good. Mino now has 16, so it's McKee with 19, Mino with 16 here to lead Sydney. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 48-19. And here is Devin Dean as Harpersville goes right to left. Top of the key. Back off for Peyton Dean. He's looking to get into double figures. Dribble drive on the baseline left side. He's fouled. And he'll go to the charity stripe to shoot. Let's see. 1-1 here. Or no, they'll give him 2. Thought maybe they were going to call it on the floor as Dean was going along. But he'll go for 2 as they got him in the act of shooting. First shot coming is short off the rim for Peyton Dean. He shakes his head. That's the kind of night it's been. And so, second shot coming here for Peyton Dean. Not the night that Harpersville was looking for here with 1:54 to go third quarter. Second shot is up for Dean. He's got 10. 1:54 to go third quarter. It's 48-20. And now Alex Hoskins and Zach Green will come to the bench for Sydney. Brandon Bissett, as well as Kyle Smith, check into the ball game here for the Warriors. And here is Nick Mino to the right side. Harpersville sticking with the man-to-man, it looks like, with 1:40 to go, third quarter. Back up top for Mino. Mino to the far side, steps in, dumps it down low, looking for Bissett off his fingertips. He saves it right back to Mino, 15 on the shot clock. Mino motions to slow it down here for Sydney. Passes inside for McKee, dribble drive off the glass and in. And McKee has 21 points. And it's Sydney 50, Harpersville 20, with 1:15 to go, third quarter. Here is Devin Dean, passes inside, looking for Peyton Dean, closely guarded by McKee. Gets into the paint, goes all the way around, throws up the shot, off the mark, no good. He'll go to the line, and again, he's fouled. Let's see who it's on this time. This one will be on Brandon Bissett with 1:08 to go, third quarter. And it's Sydney 50, Harpersville 20. We'll keep you up to date on some of those out-of-town scores as well, as I'm sure a lot of people curious to know who else winning tonight in boys' action in Class C and Class D. So Peyton Dean now with 11. Second shot coming is in. So Peyton Dean has 12 points, and it's 50 to 22. 1:05 to go, third quarter. Here's Sydney back the other way, going left to right. Here's Brandon Bissett on the left side. Across now for Kyle Smith. Dribbles in, knocked out of there by Peyton Dean. Heck of a swat. Knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. And checking into the game now for Sydney will be Trevor Dutton. Dutton coming in for Trey Larson. So we're under a minute to go here in the third quarter. So Brandon Bissett will inbounds for Sydney on the far side. Gets it in for Nick Mino. He's at half court. Right on top of that Sydney S. As the Warriors go left to right. And here is Smith back across for Mino. Into the corner now for Bissett. Inside for McKee. Off the glass. No good. Rebound is right there for Dutton, who puts it in. Trevor Dutton with his first 2 points as he just checked into the game. And it's 52-22. Sydney on top with 30 seconds to go here, third quarter. Harpersville will bring it up the floor here with Dan Villano. Villano, one-handed pass for Peyton Dean. Tries to go in. He's stripped away there by Brandon Bissett. And Bissett now will work it forward here for Kyle Smith. Smith into the corner looking for McKee. McKee back across for Mino, top of the key. 10 seconds left. Sydney will play for the last shot. Mino marking out some instructions. Gets the ball back from Smith. Mino for McKee. McKee's going to have to throw it up. Gets it just outside for Dutton from downtown. He got it. Trevor Dutton quickly into the game. He hits a three and a two. He's got 5 points. And it's Sydney 55, Harpersville 22. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789. Per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here. It's 55-22. Sydney on top of Harpersville as the Hornets go right to left. Ball loose on the floor here for the Hornets, taken away by Sydney as Sydney goes left to right. Here's Nick Mino, fall away right side. This one off the mark, no good. Nice rebound by Devin Dean. Off to the races he goes here for the Hornets. Buzzing down the floor, up off the glass, no good. Knocked away, and here comes Wyatt McKee. Boy, both teams off and running. Mino, a pass ahead there for Kyle Smith. Up and in. His first 2 points of the night. And boy, things looking great here tonight for Sydney. Everything clicking, everything rolling. They lead 57-22. And here is Devin Dean, works it down inside. Knocked away by Kyle Smith. Ball loose on the floor. Trevor Dutton will steal it away here for Sydney. And he passes back off for Nick Mino. Mino walks up the floor. Again, calling out some signals here for the Warriors. Passes far side. Mino into the left wing corner as Sydney in the white with the maroon trim going left to right. The 5 seed trying to take care of business here tonight against the 12 seed Harpersville. Mino's pass inside is knocked away out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Warriors. And some subs checking into the contest here for Sydney. For Harpersville. Mitch Livermore back in as well as Mason Townsend here for the Hornets. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney gets it in. Brandon Bissett with a right-handed layup. Goes up, can't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll see if it's on the floor in the act of shooting. Team foul situation, just to keep you updated. It's 3 for Sydney and 1 for Harpersville. They will say that was in the act of shooting. So Brandon Bissett will go to the line, and the senior, seeing some good action here tonight in this fourth quarter. First shot up and off the mark, no good for Bissett. Trey Larson will check back into the game here for Sydney. With 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-22. Sydney on top of the visiting Harpersville Hornets. Second shot coming here for Bissett at the line. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound for Peyton Dean here of Harpersville. And now we'll have a travel called against Harpersville as the outlet pass went to Devin Dean and looked like he was thinking about a long pass there. Got a little trigger happy and happened to travel. So 6:38 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-22. Sydney will inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Mino trying to get it in, and he will to Kyle Smith. As Sydney goes left to right. Now it's knocked away by Harpersville, and Mitch Livermore off to the races. Quickly has his pocket picked there by Mino. Ball rolls out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it will stay here with the Hornets. So 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 57-22. Here's Devin Dean. Gets it in, shoots, and scores. Dean now with 5 points. That's his first three-pointer of the night. Will that ignite the Harpersville senior? It's 57-25 with 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Nick Mino to the right side, looking again for Kyle Smith. For Brandon Bissett, back up top for Smith. This one knocked away into Mino, left side, dribble drive, jump step. This one up and over Peyton Dean. Just didn't quite have the hot sauce in it to get it high enough to get in. Knocked away, and here comes Harpersville back the other way. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. 57-25 the score, and here's Livermore. Pump fakes, down low, up off the glass and in for Mitch Livermore. Livermore now with 6 points, and it's 57-27. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. 5.5 to go. Here's Brandon Bissett to the far side for Nick Mino into the corner. Mino for Sydney, passes inside, gets it for Trey Larson up off the glass. He couldn't quite get the layup to go in, but he's fouled and will go to the line. So 5:23 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-27. Sydney on top, and they're looking to punch their tickets to Moravia on Saturday at 7 o'clock if they can hold on to defeat Harpersville here tonight. Moravia got a first-round bye and will host the second round. First shot for Trey Larson is up and good. Larson has 8. So it's Wyatt McKee with 21 points so far to lead Sydney. Nick Mino with 16, Larson with 8. And now make that 9 for Trey Larson. Other Sydney scorers, Hoskins with 4, Dutton with 5, Green with 2, and Smith with 2. Peyton Dean with 12 on the other side to lead Harpersville. Now another Sydney steal as Harpersville tries to get it back in. They quickly get it down low to Trey Larson up and in. So 3 guys in double figures for Sydney. Larson with 11. And it's 61-27 with 5 minutes left to go here, fourth quarter. And now another steal in the backcourt here for Sydney. Ahead for Mino, up off the glass and in. And Mino has 18. And it's 63-27, and it looks like Sydney will start to go to the bench as Anthony Ruling will check into the contest here. Ball out of bounds. Again, right back to Sydney. Riley Howland will also check into the game here for the Sydney Warriors. Mino to the bench and McKee to the bench. McKee finishes with 21. Mino with 18 tonight, getting the job done here for the Sydney Warriors as they lead 63-27 with 4:47 to go in this fourth quarter. Peyton Dean over to the bench as well here for the Harpersville Hornets. Sydney gets the ball in and quickly gets it to Trey Larson. His jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Harpersville. We're going to see a lot of Peyton Dean in the future. Just a junior with this kind of size in the MAC next year. A lot of these top seniors graduating. Going to be great to see him next year. Now here's Devin Dean, top of the key for three. He gets that one to go, and now he has eight. So it's 63-30 with 4:20 to go fourth quarter. Sydney going left to right in the home whites with the maroon trim. Harpersville in the navy blue with the white trim and the gold trim as well. And here's Anthony Ruling to the far side for Dutton. Dutton down low for Bissett, knocked away by Harpersville. Here come the Hornets going right to left. Crossing half court, back for Dean, three ball. This one dies up on the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and we'll go back here to Sydney. 3:57 to go, fourth quarter. It's 63-30, Sydney on top. We'll keep you updated with some out-of-town scores as well. We know Unadilla Valley on top of Unitigo in boys action. We'll get you some scores there as well. That's why you want to make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show. Sydney getting inside for Riley Howland. Dishes one off here for Anthony Ruling off the mark. No good. Back the other way for Harpersville. Here's Devin Dean going right to left. Will this be the last game here for Devin Dean in a Harpersville uniform as he passes off to Mitch Livermore? Knocked away by Trey Larson, and now we'll have a whistle. Going to be a foul behind the play with 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney continuing to go to the bench as Kyle McMillan and Trevor Dutton will check in. Trey Larson is done for the evening, as well as Brandon Bissett. Larson finishes with 11 here tonight for Sydney. 4 minutes to go in that Unadilla Valley game, and the UV Storm lead the Unitigo boys 64-39. So both games locally here tonight, not exactly close. So 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Kyle Smith as Sydney leads here, 63-30. They get it down low, up off the glass, and in for Trevor Dutton. And Dutton has seven here tonight, and really some limited minutes off the bench. He's done a nice job. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and it's 65-30. And here is Devin Dean down low on the baseline. Passes in, up off the glass for Mitch Livermore. No good. Rebound for McMillan. McMillan for the outlet pass for Kyle Smith. Passing one ahead. And now for Riley Howland. And a reverse layup is up and in for Riley Howland. And he puts it home. And it's Sydney 67 and Harpersville 30 with 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Devin Dean to the right side. Dean will pull up for three from downtown. He got it. And Devin Dean now has 11. So Peyton Dean with 12, Devin Dean with 11 to lead the Harpersville Hornets. And it's 67-33. And here is Kyle Smith bringing the ball up the floor with 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney working it around as it looks like Anthony Ruling now will step in for three, and he bangs one from downtown. Everybody getting into the act here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. It's 70-33. 2 minutes left here in the ball game. Postgame show coming up. We'll have our awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. You want to stick around for that. Here's Harpersville going right to left. Quick shot there is knocked away as Dylan Smith couldn't get it to go. And here's Kyle Smith back the other way for the Sydney Warriors. Into the corner for Dutton. Back out for Smith and to the far side for Ruling. Ruling now for McMillan. McMillan down low for Riley Howland. Tries to go up off the glass. This one blocked away. Back out for McMillan for three. He got it. Kyle McMillan from downtown, and it's 73-33 with 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. Everybody having a great shooting night here, it seems, for the Sydney Warriors. Here's Devin Dean going all the way to the hole. He's fouled and will go to the line. So 1:13 to go, fourth quarter, and Sydney will punch their tickets into the second round. They will have a Saturday night date with the Moravia Blue Devils. It will be the 4-seed Moravia hosting the 5-seed Sydney. And boy, folks, going into that contest, I think you could flip a coin. Two very even teams. They played earlier in the season. Moravia won by 5. First foul shot coming here for Dean is up and good. So he now has 12 points. 73-34 the score here, so it'll be interesting to see the MAC and the IAC square off in the second round. Second shot for Devin Dean is up and good. He has 13. And it's 73-35. Sydney on top with 1:05 to go here, fourth quarter. Here's Sydney, top of the key, and into the corner now for McMillan. Thought about a three, gets it back out. Kyle Smith passes down low, tipped out of bounds, and possession will remain here with Sydney. So we're under a minute to go, fourth quarter, and it's 73-35. A great shooting night here for Sydney. Excellent effort by the starting five and everyone off the bench as well. Here's Riley Howland inside, scores, and he's looking to make the three-point play. Riley Howland now with 4 points, trying to make it an and one as he gets the left-handed layup to go, and he's fouled. And so Mason Townsend will go to the line. That's his third foul, and here comes Howland to shoot. Trying to make it the three-point play. It's in. Riley Howland with 5 points off the bench. And it's 76-35 with 50 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Nice job by the senior, 6'2", Riley Howland. Skips it back up for Mason Townsend, from downtown. His shot is off the mark, no good for Harpersville. Back the other way. Anthony Ruling with 35 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Down low, picked off. Here's Livermore. Home run pass looking for Devin Dean. This one knocked away by Kyle Smith. Smith will bring it up the floor with 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Devin Dean, unfortunately, this will be the end of his high school basketball career, as Sydney will win here tonight, 76-35. A great win for the Warriors. Tough to see Harpersville go out, as they had a very nice season in their own right. But Sydney will move on with a 76-35 victory. They will play Moravia, the 4 seed, on Saturday night. That's 7 o'clock. We'll be right back with the postgame show again. 76-35, Sydney, the 5 seed, defeats the 12-seed Harpersville here tonight in Sydney. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you one last time here from Sydney High School. And, you know, this will be the last game here for Sydney as well, as they'll move on. And from here on out, they'll have to play either on the road or at a neutral site. So a fond farewell, I guess, to the Sydney seniors as well. Nice for them to get such a big win here on their home floor in their last game here in their senior season. Again, the final tonight, the 5-seed Sydney defeats the 12-seed Harpersville, 76-35. And we have a score from Unadilla Valley. UV defeats Unitego, 73-44. So another score that, boy, we just did not see coming there. So 73-44, Unadilla Valley defeats Unitego. And here it's 76-35, Sydney defeating Harpersville. So those are our two local scores here for boys Class C basketball tonight. And let's go through the scoring summary first here for Harpersville. They're led by 13 points from Devin Dean, 12 points from Peyton Dean, 6 from Mitch Livermore, and 4 from Dylan Karanka. On the other side for Sydney, just a huge night across the board. Wyatt McKee with 21, Nick Mina with 18, Trey Larson with 11. That's three players in double figures tonight here for Sydney. 7 points for Trevor Dutton, 6 points for Riley, 5 points for Riley Howland, 2 for Zach Green, 3 for Kyle McMillan, 3 for Anthony Ruling, 2 for Kyle Smith. So everybody that got into the game seemed to get into the act here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. They only have one active guy, on the roster tonight that didn't score. That was Brandon Bissett. Tom Hoskins out with an injury tonight. So almost everybody scoring here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Let's do our three awards now, brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Wyatt McKee here of Sydney. 21 points on the night for McKee. Just a huge night, and he really had it going right from the get-go. So Wyatt McKee, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner for Sydney tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'll give this award tonight to Alex Hoskins. Alex Hoskins, I thought, had a tremendous night playing at Devin Dean, especially in the first half. He really just did a great job, was frustrating. Devin Dean, he only had 1 point at halftime, a couple of blocks, a couple of steals. Couldn't say enough. He did all the little things here tonight. So Alex Hoskins, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight from Sydney. And our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Nick Mino of Sydney. Again, just the Energizer Bunny out there. I know that's our funny nickname for him, but 18 points. Again, just really got into it tonight. A good leader, directing traffic, and did all the little things he needed to do for Sydney to get this victory tonight. So again, Sydney wins 76-35 over Harpersville, and they will play on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Moravia. We're trying to figure out all the technical details of that broadcast spot, and hopefully we can be there for you for Sydney and Moravia. Check back to WCDOsports.com later this week for an update on that. You can catch us on Friday night. That'll be our next broadcast, a girls' Class C second-round matchup, number 1 BG hosting number 8 Unitego. That will be a 6:45 pregame with a 7 o'clock tip-off on Friday here on CDO and Girls Action. Again, a big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. I'm Nate Lowell. The final here tonight, boys Class C basketball in sectionals. Sydney defeats Harpersville 76-35. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.